Yeah. As far as Sunday goes, I mean, obviously they're 0-3, but I mean they've hung in there against, you know, teams like, you know, the Dolphins and Pats, and how good are they? I mean, are they better than the 0-3 record that they have?
Yeah, they're definitely better than 0-3. I mean, you see, other than the win-loss board, I mean, you see the way they run, the way they pass. I mean, their numbers show that they're a way better team than the 0-3 team they are.
What about a letdown? I mean, a lot of teams, a lot of people might look at a game like this, you know, especially with the Monday Nighter against the Vikings coming up, and they're, you know, the Bills are 0-3. Some may look at this as a letdown. Do you guys even for a second think about a letdown, and especially after what happened with them at home last year?
That's why we let other people think about that, and we think the way we think. You know, we understand this team is way more better than the 0-3 record that they are, and, you know, we'll let other people and analysts and evaluators look at that while we look at the most dangerous part. I mean, this team, you know, they definitely got a lot of weapons, you know, on the offensive side. They got, you know, the three big backs on, you know, that are versatile, they're fast, they're quick. I mean, you know, they got it all. Like I said, man, don't let that stuff fool you.
Rex said the other day that his pride was hurt a little bit on Sunday night with the performance of the defense. Did the players feel the same way?
Yeah, I did too, man. I mean, I think every player came in on that following Monday as if, you know, we didn't win the game. I mean, there was I think the whole defense felt like a personal loss. Like, you know, I did. You know, I came in and felt that, you know, I came in with a personal loss and do, you know, but we like to fix problems with the win. So, you know, I think that's the only positive thing. But the fact that we can't, you know, Miami put some numbers up on us, you know, we didn't take too we weren't too happy about that.
You have some new players on the defense, you know, especially in the secondary with Brodney and Kyle and Antonio. Does the communication have to be better?
I think communication in any situation, you know, has to be better. I mean, the more everybody's on the same page, the more together we're going to play and play as a unit. And so, you know, communication is key in any situation.
Today at practice, Calvin pasted a little bit of something, and he had that foot injury in the preseason. And is there an optimism and excitement or whatever that he might come back this week?
I mean, you know, whether he comes back this week, I think that's just a call of the medical staff and Rex and stuff. But, you know, to see him out there is kind of like an appetizer. You know, you kind of get a whiff of, you know, like, okay, it's coming. To definite times and stuff, you know, I think it's going to be the call of the coaches and the medical staff.
It was a huge loss when he got hurt. What would it mean to have him back?
Man, yeah, huge game. You know, if it was a huge loss, it's going to be a huge game.
A win would make you guys 3-0 in the division this year. You guys only had two division wins all of last season. Can you put your finger on the importance of this game on Sunday?
I mean, it's important because it's the next game. It makes it a little bit more important because it's a divisional game. And so, you know, in terms of, I mean, we probably won't understand the magnitude of it, but once we get this W, you know, I mean, it's going to mean a lot down the line. But to us, this is the most important game because it's this Sunday, and it makes it a little bit more special because it's a division game.